Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do this morning is go and open up 16 through 21 and set the ASI controls for those studios. If you're doing everything correctly and you're not getting sound, meaning that your amps are on, your microphones are off, you're doing everything correctly and you're not getting sound, that's not your fault. That's the ASI control. It reroutes based on whether or not you're using the DAD system or Adobe Audition. So once I reroute it, don't go back into Adobe. Or don't go back into DAD. Stay in Adobe. So I'm going to reroute 16 through 21, and then I'll go and reroute the other hallways. But first I'll open up the radio office, because what do you need to check out of the radio office today?
Music CD.
The music CDs, yeah, which are the white ones that say news beds, and they correspond to your studio. So if you're in Studio 1, you check out News Bed 1. And make sure you fill it out on that form, just like you did your popper mini disc. And when you return it, check it off that it's returned. You may or may not have to check out that popper mini disc again. If you had bad levels on popper, you know, if they were distorted, they were low, they were too high, you want to delete Popper and re-record him. So you would want to check out that Popper mini disc. But if Popper has good levels and looks good, you don't have to re-record Popper. Only re-record Popper if it's somehow bad. I'm going to, later on today, lay out flash drives, class flash drives. They'll be labeled either ABC or COS, ABC or Radio Prod. They'll have some sort of label on it. And then there'll be little sticky notes or a sheet or something below it. Sign it out when you take it, and then cross your name off. Single line delete your name, please, when you return it. So you're putting your folder onto the class flash drive today before you consider yourself done. What do you do with the class flash drive before you hand it in? You've already sent, you sent your folder to it. Before you hand it in to me and say you're done, what do you do with it? Bring it, not necessarily in here, but to another computer you have not worked on. But in here would be good, but could be the computer across the hall from you. As long as it's a computer you have not worked on, put your flash drive in, open up the folder, play the session. Don't edit it, just play it. And then if it plays, you're good to go. Then you can hand it in. Yes, ma'am?
Okay, you said you had three class flash drives. Are they like alphabetical or just anyone?
Just take whatever one's available and sign it out. And then when you bring it back, single line delete. Any other good questions? No questions?
Nope.
Anyone absent yesterday? Okay. So you're going to want to get with me to find out what you missed. But that's going to have to go in order of opening up the studios, fixing the ASI, and then I can give you your handouts, and then I'm going to go in and do tutorials in each hallway. Basically, we're adding music to the open and close, and we're very specific about that, and we're editing Popper word for word, so we're editing the actuality, which is called, what's called conversational editing, which means that it's not tight and flush. You keep your tight and flush edits between you and Popper. You're still tight and flush between you and Popper, but now when you edit Popper voice, specifically, he's conversational, so there will be gaps. Any questions about how it's going to work today? What time are you going to be done?
12:30.
Yeah, shoot for 12:30. A couple of things that went down yesterday I wanted to talk to you guys about. Number one, we were mistaken on the hours for open lab. It's Monday nights, Tuesday afternoons, Wednesday mornings. So, if you ever wonder, they're posted on, like, outside the radio office door. There's a posting of the hours.
Monday night?
Yeah.
From what
so
time?
So, technically, we could have come to the lab last night and started it, right?
Yeah, if you had checked the hours, yeah. Uh-huh. Classmate had said when the hours were, mistakenly said the wrong hours.
Okay, so in the future, we... Really
in the future, check the in the future check the open lab hours. They're always posted outside the radio office door.
Are they the same week to week?
They change, so you do want to check them. They tend to stay steady for a long time, but you do want to check them because they do change. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're worried about today?
I'm just like really slow at this kind of stuff, like editing.
Well, remember that I'm here to help. I'm going to be doing the tutorials, and if you need you know, if you don't get it done today, have a conversation with me. If you're not going to be able to get it done today, you must speak to me, or else you're going to receive a zero. So just keep the lines of communication open so that we can figure out when you're going to be able to get it in. But I trust that you'll be able. I'm not worried that anyone's not going to be able to get it done. That never happens. We'll get it done. So just work at it, and you'll be fine. Any questions? All right, you guys, I came in and gave you a lace up. The rest of you don't.